Now, Growing Buffalo, a celebration of the businesses helping fuel the revitalization of Buffalo and Western New York. Here's Randy Bushover.
I'm here with Don Warrant, tax director at Freed Maxick CPAs. Don, it seems like everyone's been talking about tax reform this year. A big topic of conversation has been specified service businesses. Why is this such an important topic?
Well, Randy, if you own a specified service business as either sole proprietor or as an owner of a pass-through entity, then you might not benefit from a new federal tax deduction. In that case, you will pay tax on 100% of your qualified business income instead of 80% under the new law. Unfortunately, the definition isn't entirely clear. A specified service business is generally any business that provides professional services, such as doctors, lawyers, and accountants. It includes any business that relies on the reputation or skill of its owners or employees. That's a pretty broad definition. But it excludes architects and engineers because they are involved in building something. Owners of specified service businesses should start planning now if their 2018 deduction will be limited.
There are several other items in the new tax reform bill that require some attention, such as allowing more businesses with inventory to use the cash method of accounting. What should these businesses be aware of?
Well, Randy, any business that meets a new $25 million gross receipts test may use the cash method of accounting. They must treat inventories as non-incidental materials and supplies or follow their book treatment. In addition, they are no longer required to capitalize additional costs into ending inventories, which will save taxes. Under the cash method of accounting, income is recognized when received and expenses when paid, which is much easier than using the accrual method. Before this change, businesses may have been required to use the accrual method of accounting and to account for inventories. In addition, taxable income was increased by capitalizing additional costs. Businesses should begin to evaluate whether a change to the cash method of accounting makes sense while preparing their 2017 tax returns.
Growing Buffalo, a celebration of Buffalo business, brought to you by News Radio 930 WBEN.